If you never had to worry about money, would you still be doing what you're doing right now? Hi, my name is Folashade and welcome to another episode of The Unscripted Truth. First, I want to start by saying, by explaining why it took me so long to post, right? It was the beginning of the year and everybody was spreading this New Year resolution, giving New Year advice and everything. And I just wasn't ready to lie, you know, to anyone, because at the beginning of the year, I know that at the beginning and end, at the end of a year and the beginning of a new one, I know that people deal with a lot of negative emotions, and I felt like I was dealing with mine as well. So I didn't want to try to pretend to my listeners that, okay, you know what, I'm positive about this. I didn't want to spread toxic positivity. I wanted to feel all my emotions so that I could move past them and go on. Do you understand? So I knew that if I recorded at that particular point, it would have been me lying, you know, trying to tell you, oh, I'm positive about this year. It's not like I'm being pessimistic or I was pessimistic about the year or anything. It was just feelings of doubt and fear and anxiety about the new year. Right, and I really wanted to feel that. So I don't know how your year is going so far, but happy new year, and I hope things are going great. So yeah, I asked the question at the beginning of this podcast. Let's get into it. I said, if you never had to worry about money, would you still be doing what you're doing right now? So this question has been popping up a lot on social media. You know, people are really asking themselves deeper questions now, and it makes me really excited. But the question, every time it pops up, there's this feeling that comes with it, you know, like I'm a fraud or something. I'm doing what I do. Most of the things that I'm doing right now, I'm doing them because, you know, I have to be responsible. As an adult, you have to pay bills, you have to do this, you have to do that. And I'm not going to lie, some of these things that I'm being forced to do by the society have helped my creative process. Doesn't mean I like doing them, right? So I don't think I'll still be doing the same thing, the exact same thing I'm doing right now if I didn't have to worry about money. I think it would be different. But this whole thing just makes me feel like I'm a fraud. And I don't mean in imposter syndrome type of fraud. I mean like I'm wasting time, like I'm living a life that is not mine, because I have known since I was a little girl that I wanted to tell stories in some capacity. I wasn't sure if I wanted to be an actor or a writer, or I just knew that I wanted to do film. I just didn't know in what capacity just yet. And as I grow, the path becomes clearer. But I cannot devote all of myself into it because I have to be an adult. At the same time, I have to be an adult that actually does a job that pays, you know. And it just feels like all that time that I'm using to tailor myself, tailor my skills and talents into getting these money-making jobs, you know, it feels like I'm wasting all that time, because right now I feel like I'm so full and vibrant of stories that I want to tell, you know? But I cannot devote myself to my art because I also have to survive. I don't know. I've just been having those feelings a lot this year, and I just had to say it. I don't know if anyone else feels like that. I would really love to know. I'm a movie fanatic. Maybe fanatic is extreme, but I'm the type of person that is always so attached to movies, to the point that I get so invested even in the BTS, because I love to see the process and everything. And every time I watch these videos, you know, just basking in people's art and people's creativity, how much thought and process goes into their storytelling and everything, I begin to question myself, like, I should be doing so much more with my time. But at the same time, I know our journeys are different and everything, but I just can't shake it off. Like, I should be doing something more, you know. And when I say I should be doing something more, I want to make it clear that it's not about the skill of the work. It's just the work itself. Like work that I want to do for me. Stories that I want to tell for me and the people that matter to me. The people that I want to represent. You know, all of those things. So I'm not saying I want to do more in terms of capacity. It doesn't have to be a blockbuster movie. I just want to tell stories that are important to me. But adulting gets in the way. And I'm really trying to merge everything. It's just that these days, the pressure from both sides just, it drags you under, you know? Trying to live, trying to pay bills, trying to survive, trying to be an adult, trying to be there for people while you're being there for yourself, trying to do all of those things and trying to live your dreams as well can be a very challenging combo, you know? I don't know, but I'm just afraid that I'm wasting time, that so many people are, because I have a lot of creative and beautiful friends whose minds are just, oh my God. But many people are stuck at, you know, jobs that they don't particularly love, or maybe they love because, you know, it's getting the bills paid and everything, but they'd rather be somewhere else or doing something else, you know? And I think it's just a thing with this life, but I'm proud of this generation. I feel like more people are doing what they want and they're finding a way to get paid to actually make their dreams come true. I hope I get to that stage too as well, but yeah, I just thought you guys should know that I'm still here, didn't disappear, right? I just, you know, I didn't want to be a liar. And I didn't want to spread toxic positivity. I didn't want to share emotions that I hadn't exactly thought through. Right? So that was why it took me a while. So I'm here. And I'll see you guys in my next episode. Take care.